Hey, this is Dave Mooney, and from our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR, the various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. Ask WWCR is hosted by WWCR's operations manager, Brady Murray, and by WWCR's frequency manager, Dr. Jerry Plummer. And right now, for the broadcast around the world, here is the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR program number 413, which is intended for broadcast July 21st through August 2nd, 2014. And July 21st is a couple of days late, Doc.
Yeah,
but were a little bit under the weather.
That's my era. I got one of those summer colds, and I could have come in with you, but I really couldn't have spanked.
You know, nobody likes having a cold, but I would rather have the cold in winter than summer.
Too. Me too.
Wouldn't you?
Y'all, no kidding. But it's back okay, and I appreciate you working with me on it. Day late, but we're still here. That's the big key, right?
Exactly.
And I guess when you think about it in a way, whether it was cut then or cut now, we still got the same things that's happened in the last few weeks. It's still the same things to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's all good. And I know one of the things I know you're wanting to talk about some is had a little bit of trouble with lightning around here.
Sure did. Know? We've had a lot of calls about it. Let me start with this.
Mm-hmm.
We had to change our telephone provider. As of right now, that's been about 5 weeks worth of trouble. So there's been a lot of people who've gotten through and to tell me that they've been trying to call.
I know.
We're here. We'd love to answer the phone. And I know they ring, and I know it's terrible that you hear the phone ringing, nobody answers. But we've had a lot of trouble with the phones. I believe it's fixed now. We still have one other mm-hmm. little issue to take care of.
Well, you know, but for one stretch, you only had two lines available.
Sure did.
You know?
Now, that was related to this storm that we had on July 14th, Monday.
You know, and before you do that, I got to go back and say, just so everybody knows, you have been beaten on these phone providers, beaten on.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is, it's not us not answering the phone. It's the AT&T, was it, I guess, that you mm-hmm, were dealing with?
Mm-hmm.
They were not able to make it work. So,
right.
I mean, I know that you got frustrated. I know you was beating on them every day. It wasn't us not answering the phones.
Right.
AT&T was...
And then somewhere around Friday the 11th of July,
mm-hmm.
we were all back to good.
Yeah.
And then on the 14th of July, we had documented here at the station, I believe it was 37 power outages.
Gosh.
In one maybe 5 hour span. And that was all related to lightning. And so after that, we had more phone problems. And obviously, we were off the air most of the evening.
And I know maybe somebody that thinks about it says, well, why don't you guys get a battery backup? You know, like you got for computers, you
yeah.
know? Hey, listen, this is for 100 KWs. You're going to have something like WEWN's got. You're going to have, you know, where they got that
right.
Thing that runs off of, they got a whole, like a 20,000 gallons of petrol sitting there to run
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing must cost $2 million. That's why we don't have,
right.
you know.
They would just raise the cost of the broadcasters.
Oh, double it. You know, it just make it really not feasible. Actually.
And we don't have problems like that. Too terribly often. I don't remember ever having that many
37
power outages or even close to that in one evening.
Oh, yeah.
So, and the thing about that was that it was really just kind of nasty in this local area.
Yeah.
Most surrounding areas.
I didn't get anything.
I didn't get it.
You didn't either. But 37 power outages, and that's got to be rough on them transmitters. Pop, 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 pop.
Phil Patton, our engineer, tells me that they have some mechanism that kind of shuts them down, and if there's a chance that, like, maybe a phase isn't working,
yeah.
they won't power back up. They're smart enough to not get
that's
damaged
good.
By something like that.
That's real good. Yeah, that's real good. But still, that's tough.
Yeah.
You know, because I was listening that night because, you know, we had got a call from Lou in Atlanta
mm-hmm.
About the previous night, what sounded like a DRM incursion on 9350. And, you know, there's nothing showing anywhere in the database about anybody there. So I was listening, you know, to try to catch it that night. And I noticed, I said, wow, we signed off a little bit early, kind of like almost in midstream.
Yeah.
You remember? And
I
emailed you. I said, got some issues over there? Yeah, we got major issues over here.
Yeah. And I think at the time that I got your email, I said, but it'll pass pretty quickly.
Yeah,
because
right.
it was moving, you know,
yeah,
everywhere
yeah,
else.
Yeah. But,
it's just one of those things, and it did cause more damage to our phone system. It kept us off the air most of the night. It was just a big old powerful electrical storm that just kind of hung out around the station on the 14th. So we want to make sure that people know that and know that, you know, we sure would like to have talked to them when they called.
Oh, yeah.
That was the circumstances that we had, at the time.
It was just ringing into a dead head. You know, dead. No, it's not going anywhere, you know. And there's nothing we could do about it. And I know that you was beating on AT&T about it. You know, I remember that, right? But that's just one of those things. And you're right. We really don't have that many power outages. That was 37. I don't ever remember that.
No.
Something like that.
I never.
You know?
Very, very unusual. Even fried our air conditioners.
No kidding. I didn't know.
Sure did.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not a good thing.
Over the trend. They're fixed up now.
Yeah,
but, yeah. Separate types of damage to each unit.
No kidding.
And the company that works on, they said, you know, there was some major electrical issues here for them all to have problems and to be different problems.
No kidding. No kidding. Yeah, that was a real mess. And like you say, over by you or by me, didn't really have any problems at all.
Right.
You know, that was a mess. And it did come back up, and the Continentals are back and all that stuff. And we didn't get struck by lightning or, you know, in that sense. But, well, maybe we did.
We might have.
We might have.
But, you know, everything's in good condition now.
Yeah, right. Also, and I can't remember, I think this may be on this is a totally separate issue, I believe, so it's sort of been interesting the last couple of weeks. Didn't you also run into having to deal with our friends at Continental, I think, a little bit? Didn't ordering some parts?
Yes, we had to get a new harmonic filter coil.
Oh, that
which
don't sound
I believe
good.
Is the most expensive part that we've ever had to purchase from Continental.
I think it is.
And
too,
I don't think that there would be any luck at all getting that part from another manufacturer.
Yeah, that's theirs. That's theirs. And thank God it don't happen too often. That's for
right.
Sure, you know. what happened to it? It just like
we should have Phil in for the next program
to
kind of explain.
Yeah, get him to
because
explain,
that's a very special piece of equipment.
It is.
And it's like anything, it's going to wear out over time.
That's true.
I'm not saying it was defective or anything like that.
Right.
It's probably 10 years old, for all I know.
Yeah, but it's an expensive part.
Sure is.
It really is.
Sure is.
And I know that I emailed you. We were emailing back and forth that night and the next day from the, you know, the 37 lightning hits. And you said, oh, yeah, plus on top of the phones, on top of the 37. We've also got this part that we got a little trouble. I thought, oh, God.
It was one of those days and weeks.
Yeah,
you know?
Trouble comes in threes, right?
You know? But that's all right. You know, we're on top of it. All those things are getting fixed up. And I don't say that on the program to complain.
Right.
I want the listeners and broadcasters to know. You know, it's not
that's
like
what
we're
happened,
trying to not be in communication with you.
Right.
And
right.
Yes, we're aware the station was down and we were here doing everything we could to
that's
keep
true.
It up. But
that's true. That's
when the
true.
Power goes out like that just repeatedly, at some point the smartest thing to do is just shut it down and try to wait for it to pass.
That's right. You got to wait for it to pass because you can't. And I know that, you know, Phil says, and he's right, that they got sort of a safety valve, but best thing to do after several days, say, look, let's just let the storm ride out and bring it back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, like you say, the phones and then the storm and then this harmonic filter, and you think, gosh, you know. But that's one of the things that we try to do on this program is we want to let people know what goes on here. And I guess we could, you know, hide it or whatever, you know. But, no, those are just legitimate problems that happen, and there's not anything we can do about that. I think it's pretty...
Well, what we can do about it is what we've done. We have here on staff a phone expert.
Mm-hmm.
We have a transmitter expert.
Sure do.
You know, the things that we can do on our end, we do. We've got people here doing their jobs and doing them very, very well,
I think
too.
So, too, so. Yeah. I think that all that's in place, you know. But even if you do have those things in place, there's just sort of like these things like the storm. There is nothing we can do to control that. That's totally...
Right.
Just act of God's all that is, and we can't do anything about it much. We can react to it, and we do react to it. But when you told me, you said, oh, yeah, on top of the phones, on top of the 37. Oh, wow, you know.
Well, we made it through it, and here we are even after your illness.
Yeah, yeah.
So things are looking up.
Things
we even had
up,
last
yeah.
week temperatures, what, like in the 70s?
Almost like fall weather. I was thinking football was starting.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty much like
I
that.
Think the storm brought in some really cool weather for
it
a
did.
While. It was
yeah,
very unusual.
It did. For July in this area, it's usually in the upper 90s Fahrenheit. It was like in the 50s one night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was back in Chicago with that fog rolling in, you know. But,
I bet. Up in Chicago, as a result of this particular cool front that came through, I think they were sometimes even like upper 30s
they
or
were.
40s.
Yeah, they were. It was like early spring for those guys. So I guess that's your global warming for you. Maybe
maybe that's what it is.
That's true. Oh, and just in passing, and I know you don't really have this stuff in front of you, but I understand we've been, how do you say, getting lucky or been blessed with, got some new broadcasters. We can talk about that next time, too.
We do. We'll get that lined up for next time. Several new people coming along.
Yeah, and that's yet another good sign, you know, for the shortwave world, and that we are, you know, getting new blood coming on, and we're getting new guys that are wanting to come. We got some guys coming back, and that's pretty vibrant, and I just kind of thought about it. I know you don't have the stuff in front of you, but I just want to let people know that you are going to be hearing some new broadcasters scattered around, and that's a good thing. I think it is, scattered around the different transmitters we got. Mm-hmm. Well, we can talk about that later, but it's good. You know,
I'll be a little bit more prepared next time.
That's
how's
good.
That?
That's all good. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. That. You know,
but you're right. There are some new folks coming on the air, and we'll make sure and highlight that on the next program.
Yeah, that'd be good. I also understand, because sometimes silence is golden. You know, we have been running 15.795 for a stretch and have had no complaints or anything. That's a good thing too.
No, we've had reception reports.
Yeah, we've had. Yeah,
we've read some on the program, but it's doing well, and I think that it's been a success.
I think it has too. I know after we finish today, we're going to do our line by line for the B14, and that's where we can talk about that 15.795. But I think that's worked out to be successful. I think it's been okay for us, and of course, I guess everybody knows that. We had to move away from it because some of our friends in St. Petersburg had some issues with us.
Right. After, you know, what, 10, 15 years at least.
Yeah. Apparently had some issues in St. Petersburg with us just blowing their doors off with...
You're not talking about Florida.
No, I'm not talking about Florida.
Right.
I'm talking about Russia.
Right. That's Phil keeping those transmitters tuned up.
It is. You know, and we talk about Phil a lot like that, but it's a blessing to have somebody on board available here that can work on those.
You know,
things.
Somebody on the staff here mentions that daily.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful thing.
It comes up in passing amongst all the board operators. Everybody here will say, you know, there used to be a lot more problems, hang-ups with transmitters.
Yeah.
Now you expect things to work just as they should.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful thing to have him on board like that. And I think he likes it because he looks at these things sort of like they're a big puzzle. And they really are a big puzzle.
He's good at figuring out puzzles.
He is. And he's also good about minimizing cost on puzzles. That's a real good thing about
him. Yeah, he's aware of those things for sure.
He knows that sometimes when you ask New Orleans for money, it's not always a good thing. You know?
You're right about that. So you mentioned the B14, and just so the listeners will be aware, B14 is the upcoming frequency schedule, half of 2014, which means that we're about to turn in our fall and winter schedule lasts into the beginning of 2015.
Yeah, it does, yeah. That's that line by line we talk about, where you and I sit down and we go over every frequency we've got for the three different time frames we use. We verify.
And for two different times as well. You've got the UT minus six and the UT minus five.
It's going to change,
so we have to be careful with our times and frequencies.
Do.
But I say that just to let the listeners know what we're talking about with B14 and let them know that we are in the process right now of planning through probably mid-2015.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's somewhat taxing because you got the plus six, plus five, and then we got to look at how we change to sort of follow the sun and stuff. But we'll be working on that today, and we can talk about that more. But that's something we do a lot.
Sure, we'll have details on upcoming programs and also some information about the new broadcasters too.
Sure will. Yeah, that sounds like a winner.
All right, see you next time.
All right now.
Ask WWCR is a bi-weekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are any questions that you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, and the zip code is 37218 in the USA. You can also send an email to Ask WWCR at WWCR.com. No email attachments, please. That's Ask WWCR at WWCR.com. And you'll be listening to those questions to be answered on a future edition of Ask WWCR.